Earth and Sky.
We know that the CO2 concentration in the atmosphere has gone up measurably in recent years. And we also know that it's not so much what's happened so far that's the problem. It's what's going to happen over the next 100 years if we don't start to manage the problem.
You're listening to John Barry with Shell. He leads one of Shell's efforts to manage carbon dioxide emissions thought to be changing Earth's climate. He spoke of carbon dioxide capture and storage.
Carbon dioxide capture and storage is one of the technologies that offers the most promise for making a difference to CO2 emissions in the short to medium term. And when I say that, I'm thinking 10 or 20 years. 100 years out, maybe there'll be technologies we haven't thought of today.
He said the best hope of capturing CO2 is what he called point sources.
Think of oil refineries in my own business. You know, they use quite a lot of energy to generate the fuel we use to drive our vehicles. And you actually have a hope of capturing that CO2 at the point source using some sort of a chemical technology to capture the carbon dioxide out of the exhaust gas and take it to a place where you can store it safely deep underground.
He said Shell is in an early stage of rolling out full-scale projects after proving each part of the technology over many years, and spoke of efforts underway in the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere. There's more at our website. I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.